What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Fan Culture. Sid here. We got Carl. We got Sakani. But yeah, so NBA talk. Preseason, back in action. All the talk has been about Zion, and Zion dunked this, and Lonzo threw a lob to Zion, and Zion farted, and da-da-da-da. I mean, don't get me wrong. Zion has been balling out. You know, his last game against the Bulls, Sakani's Bulls, 29 points. 29 points.
You had to say that.
Right. Yeah, I had to shout him out. They got to get some respect on the airways here. So yeah, 29 points in 26 minutes on 12 of 13 from the field. Carl, you mentioned
from the paint. Let's not say from the field. Let's say from the paint.
Yeah, from the paint. 12 of 13 from the paint for 29 points. I mean, you can't scroll, you know, far down your timeline without seeing a Zion highlight or about seeing someone talk about Zion. What's your guys' takeaway from his preseason so far? Is the hype worth it right now? How you guys feeling?
I had a conversation with Brandon about Zion before the preseason started, like probably like a month ago. And I told him I feel like Zion, and we also spoke about it the other night when we went to a bar in Tower. And I told him I feel like Zion is going to be a good team basketball player. He's going to be in the right positions. He's going to cut to the basket when he's supposed to. When he's doing so, it's going to be hard to step in front of him. I feel like everything right now is still wide open for him to have success in the paint. And my thing is, if that's one, the easiest shot because it's the closest, two, wide open because you're giving it to me, why wouldn't he take it? So I'm looking at it a little bit different. I'm not looking at it like, oh, that's all he can do. I'm not looking at it like he has to show me something different. No, be successful at what you're good at until you're forced to do something different.
Yeah.
And then at that time, show me you can adjust when they do lock down the paint, when you're not able to shoot 13 shots from the paint, when you're not able to, you know, just do whatever it is you're good at. I'm not finna tell Rajon Rondo to stop passing the ball. I'm not finna tell Steph Curry to stop shooting threes. I'm not finna tell LaMarcus Aldridge, stop shooting your mid-range jump shots. Whatever it is you're good at, if they're allowing you to do it, keep doing it. And the fact that he's not trying to force any type of a game that he may feel like somebody wants to see from him, he's not demanding a ball from Brandon Ingram. He's not demanding a ball from Jrue Holiday or Lonzo Ball trying to play like LeBron. He's not taking a bunch of threes trying to play like James Harden. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He had a good game. They won. I'm impressed by the intellect that I'm seeing from such a young kid. Yeah. This is what I'm good at. You're giving it to me. I'm going to keep taking advantage of that. And when you force me to play a different game, then I'll do so. Until then, I'm going to do what I'm good at. And aside from that, I don't have to do that. You have other players. You have Alonzo Ball, who's supposed to be a good shooter. Hopefully he improves on that.
Yeah, he got a new form too.
Yeah, it's right in front of him. Yeah. Everything is right in front of him now. I like that. Jrue Holiday has not been a terrible three-point shooter over the course of his career. Brandon Ingram being compared to Kevin Durant, displaying how he can shoot in high school and college. He's supposed to be a shooter. Zion Williamson doesn't have to do that. You know, nobody's asking for him to be a rim protector. Nobody's asking for him to average 13 assists a game. Why are we demanding something from him that he doesn't have to do at this time? It's different from Ben Simmons. At some point, the lane and the paint clogged in on Ben Simmons. They started guarding him different. And we said, you have to be able to do something else because they're stopping you from doing this. And all you're able to do is pass and just stand there.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. So, no, I like what I'm seeing from him. I hope he keeps doing it. And he showed last year that he's not afraid to take a jumper. So if he has to, he will. Hopefully he's successful and efficient at it. But I like what I'm seeing from him. He's fine.
It's a shallow, you know, uninformed argument to just be like, oh, well, you know, he can't do that in the league. Or, well, him just dunking and doing layups, you know, whatever. If you can do it, if it's 29 points, it's 29 points.
Exactly. That's 29 points. From a free throw line.
Yeah, that's 29 points that contributes to your team's final score. If you can score 30 of your team's 120 points, you're going to win a lot of games, period. Unless you're just a terrible defensive team. But you know, if you're Zion setting a screen, let's say he's running the pick and roll with Drew Holiday. If Zion's running that pick and roll, best believe everyone's going to respect that pick and roll. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have two people contributing to that. So that means that Drew Holiday can either attack or he can dish to the open man, whatever the case is. Or if, let's say, you don't respect it, Zion gets the ball, a one-on-one with Zion, you know, one man between him and the rim. All right, good luck. or even then, if they do decide to commit after that, okay, someone's still open.
Right.
And Zion's smart enough, like you said, his basketball IQ, he's smart enough to make those plays. So really, that puts him in a good position. So I think, and watching him play, he kind of reminds me of, not that he reminds me of him, but just imagine if Draymond was as athletic as Zion is.
Like, he'd be a beast.
Zion can do a lot of those things that Draymond can do, and he can do it more explosively. Like, mm-hmm. He has the talent and the abilities to do so. We got the whole squad in here. We got Brandon. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm glad to be back, bro.
Yeah,
The drought was killing me.
My schedule
was so wild. Like, y'all don't even understand.
It's nice to have the whole squad back together. We just talking Zion right now. Obviously, Zion just played two preseason games so far. Doing what some people expected. Some people are kind of sleeping on it because it's the preseason. How you feeling about what you've seen so far with him?
I think he looks great, honestly. I think him and the young core. I haven't seen. Is Brandon Ingram injured, or was he playing?
Yeah,
he's playing.
Yeah,
I didn't.
They're probably just doing short spurts right now, though, because it's preseason.
I think the focus was just on Zion, but I mean, I like what I'm seeing. What I really look for, you know, just from a player that goes from college to professional, is how their game translates to the professional league.
Yeah,
because a lot of times, they don't do the same things that they did in college because the level was that much better. And he looks like he's doing this around the same amount of things that he was doing at the college level, which is good. That's a really good sign, yeah. Especially to be like the number one pick and everything. So I would just say, you know, man, teams better start, like, you know, drawing up stuff to, like, stop him, because they're going to eventually run the offense through him. I don't see – well, I mean, who's the vet on the team? Who's the best player on that team?
Drew Holiday.
JJ Redick.
He's the
best vet.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the best vet.
Well, him and Drew and – I mean, that's a solid core. Who, JJ Redick?
Mm-hmm. I think that was a stupid decision.
Yeah. It's kind of the same thing they did with going to Philly.
It's JJ Redick. No, that was different.
But, well, Philly wasn't Philly at that point. By the time he went,
when you're JJ Redick and you're going to play with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid in that in that depleted East, mm-hmm. It's a little different than playing with this team in the West.
Well, JJ must be saying, I'm trying to retire when I'm 45. Maybe he thinks he's Tom Brady.
I mean, especially when it's
all you gotta do is shoot.
It's very hard for me to believe that, one, that was the only team that would have picked him up.
Oh, yeah.
And then, two, that
you
really, because I
mean, you really, that's the only team that would have picked him up?
I mean, when you tell.
Well, no, he's saying that wasn't
the.
He doesn't believe it. Yeah. And then, when you.
Yeah, when you tell Zion Williamson, you know, I'm 13 for 13. Don't mess this up for me. You messed it up for yourself by going there. Right?
Wait, I didn't completely.
He's made it to the play. He's basically saying he made it to the playoffs every year of his career, yeah. And if he don't, he's gonna blame Zion for it.
If he doesn't, not Zion. So I'll put that on Lonzo.
No, I'm putting that on JJ Redick. You shouldn't have went there.
You could have easily gone to a contending team.
Exactly.
So he didn't get traded. He actually
signed.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So his contract was up in Philly, and he signed there.
He could have gone to the Lakers if he wanted to. You know, he could have gone to the Clippers.
So? He could have went to the Spurs.
He could have gone anywhere.
Mm. He went anywhere.
If you have JJ Redick as
I'm pretty
one
sure
of
he could have stayed
shooters,
in Philly.
Yeah. Every. Oh yeah, for sure. Especially after Jimmy left.
Yeah, he could have stayed.
But you know, JJ. I don't know. JJ is different. I don't know what his motivation is, but he just...
I mean, because going to Philly, I mean, aside from it's the East, it's Ben Simmons, it's Joel Embiid and everybody else that they had, I think they paid him like $20 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a part of that was money. You're not getting $20.
I mean, because he's getting, I don't know how much he got in New Orleans, maybe like $16 a year, something like that. He's still up there though.
He's so, still making his money, but I mean,
he would have gone to Orlando if they gave him 23. Like,
he could have went to Atlanta.
Talking about, oh, I believe in what they do.
First of all, Orlando was a playoff team last year, so it's not like you can.
I'm sleep on that. I'm sleep on that.
Maybe he just wanted some jambalaya and some gumbo.
Yeah,
man. Let's go live in New Orleans.
Hey,
he wanted some Zatarain's.
That's disrespectful.
Shout out Zatarain's.
So I think Zion, this everything with Zion is like, yes, it's great. He's balling out. I will say the Hawks aren't a team to like, oh man, he balled out against the Hawks. Like, okay. Same with the Bulls. Bulls don't necessarily have like an inside presence really at all. And that's not to say he didn't, like Zion didn't show up.
Wendell Carter Jr. isn't an inside presence.
Well, he didn't.
He's still developing.
Wendell Carter
he's
Jr.
still developing.
I thought you said he didn't play.
Oh, I didn't say anything about
who
him
said he
playing.
Didn't. No, Shannon said that. I was watching that in the car. Okay. I'm sorry. Shannon said he didn't play.
Wendell Carter Jr. didn't play. Unless a Duke connection, you know, he would have taken it lightly.
I will say
he
this,
didn't play
though.
Last night.
Say this. Zion, I hope he can stay healthy for the duration of the season just because when you're that size, just like LeBron James, when you're that size, people hack you and it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Like it affects you, but it does over a span of time because how else are they going to stop you? Mm-hmm. And with all those, like, he's going to, I hope he works on his free throw game because he's going to get into the line a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a lot. But I just hope that with those fouls and everything that, like, nothing is like anything detrimental to where he misses a good amount of the season. Yeah. You know?
I mean, the way they came at Blake early, he caught a lot of cheap shots, fast breaks.
That's what I'm saying. When you big, you know, like that, like people, they like,
right.
It was a lot.
And hack a Zion.
And on top of that, especially your rookie year, this happens with every rookie. Most of them don't make it a full season because in college, okay, most of them play Tuesdays and Thursdays. I tell you, okay, you're going to play Tuesday, Thursday. We're going to have some rest days in between that.
Yeah.
We're probably just taking a charter bus here, charter bus there, because we're pretty much only within, you know, so far of our opponents. Then to go to, okay, we got a back-to-back.
Nationwide.
We're going to play the Lakers tonight, the Clippers tomorrow. Then we're going to fly over to Denver. And then we're going to fly over to San Antonio
Jamal Murray
before we make it back to New
them
Orleans.
Guys out there.
And we got practice.
It's rough.
And practice in between that. Oh, by the way, you got some photo shoots to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a taxing on your body.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why a lot of rookies can't make it through a full season.
It's definitely tough. And I mean, just the mental stress of it all. I mean, he's handled it well so far. I'll give him his props because
he's very professional.
He doesn't mind. To me, he doesn't mind the spotlight. Like, with Lonzo and just like other kind of like top picks, like being ushered in.
But hang on, wait. You can't compare Lonzo to Zion. I don't think really anybody has had the same type of light on them from the moment they entered college.
I'm not saying skill set. I'm saying like hype around them. Like being in the spotlight.
But Lonzo's hype was not about his game. It was about his dad. That's the thing. Like,
his daddy made
about
it about
Zion,
his game.
Scouts had hype about him.
Okay,
too,
but
though.
His dad made it about his game.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everybody wasn't hype about.
Who was the number one pick
and
last
saying
year?
He's the next coming of one of the greatest players of all
DeAndre
time
Ayton?
Because of his game.
Okay, so why isn't nobody talking about DeAndre Ayton? Because he's not in the spotlight. That's the only point I'm trying to make. I'm talking about handling the pressure, not his game per se. Just like being in the public eye often and how it affects your game. I'm saying that he's done pretty well up to this point. That's all I'm saying.
But who has had that type of level of like of pressure and hasn't necessarily like shown you that there's a reason why they're here?
Every bust?
But no bust has had the type of hype around them that Zion has had, is what I'm saying.
I mean, what are we? Are we okay? Because we have to make this relative, because you can't tell me that nobody in the '90s, nobody in the early 2000s had the hype that they had. I mean, you can't compare it to Zion because we have social media, so it's a little different. So somebody's hype then may have been great for that time period. It doesn't necessarily have to be Zion's. Like, Stromile Swift had hype.
Who?
Stromile Swift. And then what? Sebastian Telfair had hype. Yo, Sebastian Telfair had once a again, hype.
Yeah. Hey, free he Sebastian Telfair.
But what? Where was he selected? He was not selected first overall.
What are we talking? So are we talking about selection or are we talking about hype?
I thought I made this.
We're talking about both.
Because
like,
Lonzo had hype and he was two.
If you're hype and your game is showing up to where you're, all right, you're the first overall pick because obviously there's nobody else who we can even think about taking before you.
Like
obviously, Markel was somebody who the 76ers thought would be a better decision than Lonzo. So therefore, yes, the hype is there, but obviously there's a part of your game that ain't there that is making us feel like we don't want to take you.
Or maybe this there was no reason for any team
to not feel like Zion was not the choice.
To be fair, though, you could make potentially the argument, and I don't know how valid this is. I'm just putting it out there. When it comes to choosing Markel over Lonzo, there was another ball that was involved that may have dictated that pick. LeVar, who wanted to deal with LeVar Ball? Could that have been a reason why Philly took? And on top of that, Markel is probably just a better fit as far as the skill set goes. But on top of that, you had to deal with the LeVar factor.
And you already had a Ben Simmons. So you look at game and skill set and you feel like Markel Fultz fits better next to Ben Simmons than a Lonzo Ball.
But I do understand what Sakani's saying because Zion, you're saying, okay, I'm going to, regardless of fit, I'm taking that guy.
Exactly. We're just going to build
We're talking about some
players. I get that.
But there was no team, though.
Yeah, there was no true team. I mean, there was no team.
Like, you are.
Obviously, different players. Like, game. And the only thing that I'm saying is being in the public eye a lot. Like, a lot. Like,
because
that couldn't
that even
you
fits
couldn't
your
go
point.
You couldn't even go nowhere without hearing like people that didn't even like know about Lonzo since like UCLA knew about him like overnight it seemed because the social media was just picking him up. That wasn't
because it pops though.
I don't care. Not it really. Doesn't matter. I'm just saying. I'm glad Zion is handling pressure well. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I mean,
all I'm saying.
Aside from the debate of who's been,
I'm not comparing them like hype. Exactly, that they have the same exact hype. I use Lonzo Ball as a reference because it was the most recent, really hyped guy, and in the public eye a lot, and that's a lot to deal with as a rookie. Coming out, they both played college ball, 1 year. They both,
you know, made it to the tournament.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Success, like both of them, to a degree, you could say, fell short. Cause they
the
didn't
only
complete
difference,
their
goal. Yeah, the only difference is. Lonzo had his dad basically being his PR guy. You know what I mean? Zion is going in it solely based off his performances alone and his freakishly athletic, you know, body type. We've never seen a player like this since, like, I mean, LeBron James. You guys just mentioned he's
Shaq.
I mean, Shaq as well. I mean, they're like once in a generation players where you're just like, who is this guy? You know what I mean? That's why people refer to them as freaks because they don't come around often. I've never seen a dude. How tall is Zion?
6'6".
He's
officially.
So he's my height, but he's 260 pounds?
85.
80.
Like what? That's, like what? Like it doesn't make sense, but. No, I'm
like he's basically like
that's
he's
LeBron.
Going a bigger, more explosive Khalil Mack, like playing basketball.
And like hats off to him. I really, honestly, I don't really care for the like their success, but I think two things. He's gonna turn that franchise around if he can, you know, stay
more than
on the
Anthony
court.
Davis could though. Come on.
He has a better cast.
Better front office with David Griffin. So, I mean, I actually believe in him. I can't even tell you who.
Alvin Gentry?
Yeah, Alvin Gentry. He just has the franchise is in a better spot than it was
when Anthony Davis
is.
Came,
and that's just a disservice to AD. That I don't put that on AD for lack of success. That was just their team wasn't ready for it. Their franchise wasn't ready. So that's.
But no, I understand what Brandon is saying.
Because they're all going to grow.
How old is Zion? Like 19?
Yeah, they're going to develop. We could see the makings of, like, I mean, people were saying this about kind of the Boston Celtics with their young core. the Lakers before they all shifted to New Orleans, but I'm saying they're all going to basically like develop together.
Yeah.
And we could see the makings of like another Golden State in New Orleans, barring they like all stay together and they all basically, I mean, all of them don't have to become all-stars. I would say out of the bunch, I would say
at least two.
Two of them. And then I think that franchise could be a contender
every
year. Not a contender like a championship, but like they'll make the playoffs every year and they'll, I don't know if they'll make it deep into the playoffs, but I mean,
you know, 5 years from now,
yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd say shorter.
But no, I know what you're saying, because I mean, for Zion Williamson to be 19 years old and to be maybe one of the 10 most famous people in this country, like, that's a hard thing to wake up to every single day at that age, and then you're given an amount of money that you've never had before. You got more phone calls in a day that you've ever received in your entire life. We just talked about a schedule that he now has to adjust to. I'm not used to seeing my friends. I'm not used to seeing my family. I got all these women. I got all these grown men in my face.
We haven't talked about the
women, bro. Yeah, so I got all these grown men in my face talking to me like I'm really their peer. Like, you think about it. Jrue Holiday is, if not, he's pushing 30.
Yeah.
And I'm 19. I couldn't imagine having a conversation with a 30-year-old when I'm 19.
Who's married, has kids.
Yeah, about the things that we're talking about today. Like, yo, I was just a kid 3 weeks ago, and now I'm filled with more responsibility than the average adult has to deal with.
Like, people's jobs are on the line based on your performance.
Exactly. Pressure, that's a lot.
Pressure. That's what I'm. That's the point
I'm
trying to make.
It's like that with every rookie, though, is it not?
No.
Lonzo Ball had the same pressure that every rookie had.
Just the beginning statement, waking up being one of the most famous people in the country. No, because there are a lot of people who get drafted, and that's the first time anybody's ever seen their face. And nobody gives a damn about them afterwards.
I feel like, well, yes.
And not everybody's jobs is on the line with every rookie. That second round pick that get dropped to the G League, don't nobody care about that, man. Him and Zion have two completely different things they wake up to.
What I'm saying is like, outside of maybe the, once again, this goes back to the hype. Like, there aren't many players that have the same hype around them that Zion has. But if you take that away, stepping into a locker room with 30-year-old men, making more money than you've ever made before in your life, being in, you know, pursuing your dreams, being far away from home, like, I feel like that's something that every rookie has to go through.
I'm going to say no, only because, one, you got some rookies that come into the league and their family already got money. Two, conversations are not the same with everybody. J.J. Redick didn't tell every rookie or every young dude on that team, I'm 13 for 13, and it's on you. You say that to Zion,
but also,
for a reason.
Was he serious?
So I'm saying him.
Was he serious?
Yeah.
That's not, I feel like he couldn't have really been that serious. Like,
you can say that, but if you look at his
build.
Face, and if you listen to the way Zion talked about, he was like, no, he was serious as hell.
Man, I'd be like, bruh, you better make every shot then. Coming at me like,
exactly.
I'm gonna take that seriously. I'm
gonna
make 43% of them from three.
Exactly. I'm gonna be one of the best in the league. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna be up there. I'm gonna do my job. You gotta do yours. Like, that's basically what he's saying.
Yeah. But honestly, also, you gonna let JJ Redick hold you accountable like that? Though,
yeah.
Honestly,
yeah, absolutely.
He's
that's
well,
JJ Redick.
Well respected.
Really, that's JJ Redick?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I'm siding with
Come on,
Sakani
that's Kyle
on this.
Absolutely,
like,
absolutely, absolutely. I take that from Kyle. That's me.
When was the
absolutely.
Last time JJ Redick? That's funny. We're talking about JJ Redick now. When was the last time JJ Redick was like a difference maker on a team? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, JJ Redick is not
exactly.
that player.
He was a difference maker with the Clippers.
Was he though?
Yeah.
Like, if he missed a game. Like, was they like, oh, well, dang.
Are you talking about a star player or an important player?
I'm talking about, like, integral.
Yeah. JJ's a starter.
How many game winners?
Shots.
Did he?
JJ did hit a lot of big,
not
big
recently.
Shots.
You mean not
okay.
recently?
Okay. All right, let's talk about Philly's team. Okay, if you don't have JJ Redick, who's hitting threes on that Philly team? Jimmy Butler?
Joel Embiid?
Joel, those same shots that JJ Redick hit, Tobias wasn't hitting them last year.
But the thing is, they would have had another 3-point shooter.
Every 3-point shooter is not like JJ Redick.
Yeah.
Stop.
There's a reason why he's getting paid 16, 17 mil a year.
That's JJ Redick, bro.
Kyle Korver's on the
100%.
How many shooters have the career of JJ Redick? Pure shooters. What else can you do? How many shooters? How many shooters have his career?
Like pure shooters?
Yeah.
What else does he do?
It's like Hall of Fame. It's like the greatest shooters of all time.
Like we're talking about one of the greatest shooters.
JJ. Yeah.
That's JJ Redick. I'm sorry.
If I need somebody to shoot threes for me, though, I can get somebody cheaper.
Not like him.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just
I don't need them to be like him.
Okay, so you can get any rebounder. Why get the best one in the league and pay him like that? Because he's one of the best. You can get anybody to play basketball. Any one of us can step on the court and play basketball. Can we do it like an NBA player? No.
I'd like to try.
That's why we're not playing. That's why we're talking about
And that's why JJ Redick got signed for $20 million and I didn't. That's why he played 14
years. But you
years
never would
didn't.
Have.
Who would have?
They could have signed for that
Nobody would have over JJ Redick, or he wouldn't have a spot. There's a reason why you take him and somebody, and you don't take somebody else. That's my point.
If you want more shots missed or fewer threes taken, go sign someone else. Basically, if you want them shot and made at a high clip,
you sign
JJ Redick. If you want a guaranteed 40% shooter, you sign JJ Redick. If you want maybe he can get hot.
Bradley Beal signed too. So right. Like we talk about two signed players.
Right. I mean, you're talking like lower level players. Like
Nick, you didn't say, you can go get Jared Cunningham.
Go get Josh Richardson. Josh Richardson's a good player.
That's what I'm
wrong.
Saying. You could find
so they go in a championship
who
now.
Who would take JJ Redick money? That is,
but he won't play
essentially
like
as effective.
Okay. No. So
as efficient.
So I'm gonna twist your words right now. So since the Sixers let go of JJ Redick and they now have Josh Richardson, they are winning the championship. That was a deciding factor because they're paying him less money than JJ Redick, and he can shoot threes.
I never said anything about championship.
So are they doing better or worse?
They wasn't gonna win no way.
Exactly. I just don't feel like JJ Redick is gonna be that person who's gonna take your team over the edge. He's never proven that.
He's gonna make a
difference.
He's
one of the better. Okay.
Everybody don't make it to the playoffs every year.
To what extent? That's what I'm saying. Like, how many more games are they winning with JJ Redick? I think that's the point.
But versus who? Because you have to replace him.
Okay, who's going to be in the playoffs?
No, I'm saying if you take away JJ Redick, who are you replacing him with? Because that matters.
The only point that I'm trying to make is that you're saying that.
No, because I'm trying to answer the question.
The team is better, right, with JJ Redick?
A team is better with JJ Redick? Absolutely.
But I'm saying how much more better?
Where's the team at already?
Not in the playoffs?
Okay, then.
Are they going to be in the playoffs this year? And is that due to Zion? I don't think that's going to be all Zion.
Wait, which team are we talking about?
Playoffs.
Philly. I mean, not Philly. New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay, now this is the thing. What role is he playing? Because last night he only played 9 minutes.
This preseason. So,
I know, that's one.
Is he playing 30 minutes a game?
Yeah, so that matters as well.
So you're saying they're going
to... If I sign you for that much money, I expect you to at least be a difference maker.
And if you sign me for that much money, I expect you to play me, but that doesn't mean you're going to play me because all people who are paid,
but also,
I don't get a lot of minutes.
Because you're JJ Redick, you're not going to punk me into like,
I punked you into that contract.
But the thing is, 40% three-point shooters do make a difference. That's why bigs are now shooting threes. There's a reason. Like, three is more than two. So if you can have a guy that makes more threes than anyone else and he's up there at a high clip, high efficiency, it matters. There's a reason why.
That's the difference alone.
So are they making it to where are they? How far are they going into the playoffs?
Well, that's why I was saying I don't understand why he signed to that team, because the West is difficult itself. You can legit argue that 11 teams are going
to
make it in an eight.
He could have gone to Milwaukee. Or someone like that, which I think would have been a great fit in Milwaukee.
He should have gone to OKC before they traded Westbrook.
Before? So that he would be playing with Chris Paul now? They were going to trade him either way.
Westbrook.
Not making it to the playoffs.
they were starting over anyway.
Yeah, they hit that reset button.
Yeah. But
they might win.
That was interesting.
25 games.
25.
I can't disrespect Chris.
I love Chris Paul
like that.
I'd say about 33.
What was his deal? How much did he get?
He got the same contract from Houston. He got traded.
Yeah, so he's still getting paid $40 million this year.
Yeah. Cool. It's a $40 million.
No, it's not. I'm not saying.
I know he a little mad
because I'm just saying.
Well, like, you know what? I wonder if that. Okay.
Get paid $40 million to lose.
Now my contract was signed in Houston, Texas. So are you still taking state tax now that I'm in Oklahoma? Or does it matter that my contract was signed here?
That's a good question.
But does Oklahoma have state tax? Because I don't know. Because I know Texas isn't the only
state.
They do.
I think really the main states, Texas and Florida, those are the most notable ones where they say, hey, no state tax or no state income tax.
Right.
But as far as other ones, I'm not too sure.
All the southern states.
And Nevada, right? Or is that just Las Vegas?
I don't know.
I feel like it's Nevada as well.
I think it is Nevada.
It damn sure ain't California.
Man.
Man, still looking for the rest of my check. I swear only half of it got deposited. All right. If New Orleans makes it to the playoffs, Sakani, you owe us $5.
Nah.
No, I don't.
They got to make it to the semis at least.
Hey,
the semis, why?
And if they don't make the playoffs, each of y'all owe me $5.
Negative.
I never said they were going to make it.
Because it's J.J. Redick's role. That's the problem. He didn't play a prominent enough role. So
I just don't think the team is going to be that good at in the West.
Exactly.
They ain't got nothing to do with J.J.
Redick.
He put
that on Zion.
Nothing to do with... He put it on Zion. I didn't, but that don't have nothing to do with J.J.
Redick. I'm saying he can't put that on Zion.
On whoever you want to.
Nah.
It's a grown man.
He needs to put that on himself. He chose the wrong team.
If he's that great of a shooter, how...
That's what I said.
Man, if he's that great of a shooter, how... What was the last time he went to the finals, bro?
Why do you got to go to the finals to be successful?
Never.
He's not that. He's a great shooter.
But he's not the star player.
But Kyle Korver's one of the greatest of all time. How many finals appearances does he have? One.
What are we talking about?
Like
one.
Yeah. So I mean, what's the point?
He's an efficient shooter. He's not
He's one of the best efficient shooters of all time.
I'm saying
that's all I spoke about was shooting. Okay. That's all I talked about. I never said he was one of the greatest shooting guards of all time. He's a top 45 shooting guard. I just said he was a great shooter. So I got respect for him. So if he tell me something and I'm the one he's actually speaking to, I'm going to listen, especially if I'm a rookie.
If it's about shooting, not about winning games.
But you know more than that, because you know the game. That's just all you do.
Nah.
So Rondo,
if I'm Zion,
don't know.
I'm like, bruh. I'm like, chill. Just shoot your shots.
Ain't neither one of y'all. I guarantee you, if either one of y'all were in the league, ain't neither one of y'all talking to J.J. Redick like that.
Bruh. Bet. If I'm Zion Williamson.
Who is he? How many finals he been to? What has he done? You got two preseason games. I can say whatever I want to you.
You know what? We could really go in circles.
Where is J.J. Redick ranked on the best 50 players or best 100 players in the NBA?
You talking about that whack list? Higher. That trash list that didn't even have Alex? Wait, what are we talking about? The active players that have Klay Thompson worse than him?
But to be really? Real, to be fair, couldn't you make the argument that J.J. Redick made those comments to Zion? He didn't say that to Lonzo Ball. He didn't say that to Brandon Ingram because he recognizes, okay, you're a very special talent. You have a chance to be the best player on our team, which is why I'm going to you. I respect you as a great player, saying, hey, don't mess this up for me. He could have said it to anyone else.
No.
Why you gotta put it in those terms, man?
No.
Why not, though?
Because he was there before Zion got there.
No, he wasn't. This is his first year there.
This is basically everybody's first year in New Orleans, except for
Drew. You're right. My fault. For some reason, I thought the draft happened after the trade. My fault.
No. But yeah. So I'm just
not trade deadline. Yeah. So
he could have said it to anyone else, but he said it to Zion because he recognized.
So that was motivation.
Yeah, you're special. You're special. So don't mess this up, kid.
No. Nah.
Right. Or maybe that's just him. Just
that was your choice, bro.
Efficient.
Or maybe
you're going to come here and tell me that I need to be the reason.
Yep.
You chose to come here.
You're the chosen one. You might as well get a tattooed on your
back.
That's
a compliment in itself. I'm J.J. Redick, and I could have played with anybody, but I came to play with you. That's a compliment.
Or he could have told Zion, you know what? Hey, just set these picks and get out of my way. Let me hit this three. Period.
Or he could have just not said anything about the playoff streak at all.
Nah, because you got to make it to the playoffs. If you J.J. Redick, that's on your mind. I got
to
make it.
You're not making it to the playoffs. Don't put that on me.
Wow. But he did. So it's like, Zion, what you gonna do?
We killing streaks out here. All right.
And watch Zion ball out and They still don't make it. Zion's fault.
Because
JJ. No, that's at that point. That's for JJ Redick to deal with. Because, I did my part.
Because JJ Redick only shot 33% from three that year.
Exactly.
Yeah. In 8 minutes.
He might not be getting a lot of touches, bro. Because I mean, they gonna be passing it. Well, to that's Zion the thing.
He
don't really need
touches. He just got to get free. Fast break, get free.
If he gets five threes a game, then.
And he's classified as a shooter on their team because it's not like, okay, Brandon Ingram, yes, he can hit threes.
Lonzo, but you like, ain't neither one of them coming off screens.
We'll put it this way. I didn't think about it until now.
Can attempt threes?
I didn't think about it until now. But with Zion being on the team, he's going to attract a lot of players. Yeah.
Especially
so
driving to
the
hole.
He will be open. He just got to make them.
We were talking about that when I was talking about him running pick and roll with Drew.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to commit.
Yeah. I
hope Jahlil Okafor get a lot of run.
He's played well in the preseason.
He played well last year.
Yeah, he did. Hey, they got a lot of Duke Blue Devils.
Nah, you said it right.
Oh, bruh. All right. Where y'all championships at recently?
The last one was in what, 2016?
How long? I didn't even have a kid at that.
Not even 20. No, 27. Nah,
I wasn't even.
It was 2017.
I wasn't even married, bro.
27. It was 20. It was 2017. Correction. 2017.
My whole life changed. That is
stupid. Where y'all?
Bro, should I have my own apartment then? Like,
where y'all championships at? Exactly.
How many championships you got?
Exactly. We have the most. Well, no, UCLA has the most. I think.
Hey. This is what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about LA fans and they talk about their championship.
Back in
we were talking about and
within the last five years,
about like your whole catalog, your whole trophy case. You know, you talk about, oh well, we got 14 30 years ago, but we got three in the past 16 years. Yeah. Though.
What I look like as a Rams fan talking about that win over the Titans? Exactly,
like a fan. Like a fan who watched that game and that made them, no. that made
bro, y'all
them
act
favorite.
Like we no. don't make it to the Final Four no. every
don't
year.
Talk about that. That's too old. That's
y'all
too
act
old,
like we don't make it to the Final Four every year.
You don't got
y'all...
nobody on the team from that roster. Like, no, you do not get to keep talking about that.
Who?
You can't ride.
No, I'm saying like you can't keep talking about accomplishments from. Like you ain't even got no players from
2017.
It's
2019.
That point. Just the point we were talking about.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I was like,
That's all we were talking about. Okay. So yeah, when you said that, we just had a good little laugh, a little chuckle.
Sorry, I'm a little sensitive about my Tar Heels.
Inside job.
Y'all done had some good players.
Cole Anthony. Yeah.
Yeah. North Carolina.
He's on North Carolina.
Yeah. Freshman.
Oh, I'm tripping when you said Cole Anthony. What's that dude that we liked last
Carmelo
year?
Anthony.
No, Tears. The one he went to the. he went to Boston College? Little point guard. He was making all them threes.
Carson Edwards.
I don't know why when you said Cole Anthony, I thought about him.
Yeah. So they both, because they both light skinned and with dreads.
Yeah. But no, I know Cole Anthony, yeah. Greg Anthony's son.
Yeah.
He gonna be cool. He just gotta stop dunking so much. Might be weird to say. Because I feel like as a guard, it's even more important to expand your game. Like when you beat that person, that big man in the paint, he not always gonna step up. I'd like to see him take a little more advantage of that mid range, kind of like Sterling. I love the way Sterling plays offense because Sterling is gonna take whatever the hell you give me.
Two
you
different
back
types
off at the
of players.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like he can develop that. If you're with Sterling, you give me this three, I'm gonna take it. If I beat you on the dribble and that man fall back, I'm gonna pull up for that mid range. If you step forward, I'm gonna either pass it or I'm gonna go straight past you to the rim. He's a true triple threat with the ball in his hands. I would like to see that from Cole Anthony. I think he'll be even better.
I'm gonna need Sterling to rise up on somebody next time we play.
Just once.
That's why I was telling you, he played just like Kemba Walker to me.
Yeah.
Who? Sterling?
Sterling.
His step back.
I love his game.
He's a good player.
Yeah, shout out Sterling.
If Sterling was like 6 foot, Sterling would be nice.
Man, Sterling can do a lot at his height right now.
Mm-hmm. No, but if he was 6 foot, he'd be somewhere.
I mean,
I like Sterling. I like Sterling's basketball. Sometimes he hold on to the rock a little too much, but I like his game.
Mm. I'm a hater right now, but I'm saying like height doesn't mean that like a lot of people think. And there's a lot of shorter players in the league doing a whole lot. Kimba Walker is like a, what, 5'11"?
He just got officially listed at 5'11". He was 6'1" last year.
He just became 5'11".
Derrick Rose went from 6'3" to 6'.
Yeah, stopped growing.
Dwight Howard, 6'9".
Tekashi.
Have y'all seen that meme where it's like...
I just thought that was so weird. Kevin Durant. The gay rumor came out and he was missing because of a butt injury.
And we just let it slide.
And he was a bottom.
I'm not
even missing because of a butt injury. That was just terrible.
I'm not even going to address that. But did y'all see that? It's KD and it says like him listed at 6'11". And then it cuts to Sandy Cheeks saying like, "No, you ain't. No, you ain't."
Yeah, he just went from 6'9".
No,
6'9".
It was 6'9". Yeah.
He just went from 6'9 to 16.
But you stand next to Boogie and Boogie's, you know, 6'11". All right. And go sleep.
Hilarious. NFL predictions.
Yeah. So NFL prediction, we've been going strong. Standings through week 5 so far. You got me in first place at 33-13. Connie's 4 games behind at 27-19. Carl game behind Sakani at 26-20. Brandon, you missed a week, but you're still at 500 at 15-15. So let's go down these games real quick before we get out of here. Patriots and Giants, we all pick Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the game's already over.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's
and
a
Patriots
win for
won.
Us. Yeah, in our minds, we pick Patriots ahead of time. No one has the Giants there.
Patriots won.
Yeah, we got the London game, Panthers against Buccaneers. Who y'all got?
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Bucks, okay.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Panthers?
Yeah.
So Connie?
I'm going to go Panthers as well.
All right. I was.
Who
Bucks,
you got?
Bucks are tempting, but I'm going to go Panthers. Seahawks at Browns.
Seahawks.
I got Seahawks.
That's a dangerous one.
It is.
They playing different this year.
If Baker Mayfield start, I got the Seahawks. If he don't play, I'm gonna take the Browns.
Wait, if he plays, you're gonna take. If he plays, what?
No, if he plays, if
he's gonna take the Seahawks.
What if Baker Mayfield played? I got the Seahawks.
You got the Seahawks.
If he don't, I got the Browns.
All right.
It seemed like our backups came in fire.
Yeah. Sakani, you said you got Seahawks?
Yeah, I want to say Browns, but I'll go Seahawks.
I think this next one might be one of the top games of the week. Texans at Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I got Deshaun Watson versus Patrick Mahomes.
Only because the Chiefs are home.
That's tough. Yeah,
I got the Texans. I don't think Tyreek Hill's going to play. He's still questionable. So I'm going to go Texans.
Dang, that's tough. I got a funny feeling. I want to say the Texans.
All right, so Brandon, you got Texans. Sakani, you said Chiefs.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We got two of the winless teams going up against each other. Someone's got to come away with the win, or maybe a tie. Redskins at Dolphins.
Tie.
God.
I'm going Redskins.
Hard take. No, they both lose.
I'm going Redskins. They fired Jay Gruden. They're switching some things up. I think. They'll just be motivated.
You think they're going to start Haskins now?
Nah, I think they're going to start Case Keenum again. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to go with Colt McCoy. Rumors, I guess, are circling that it's going to be Case Keenum. I think just off of pure adrenaline motivation, they'll come out and win a game.
I'm going to go Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah.
Sakani,
where is it at?
It's in Miami.
I'm going to go Miami.
Miami? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Eagles at Vikings.
That's a good one. I say Vikings just because of the elements. I mean, Philly's cold, but I mean, does it get as cold as Minnesota?
Well, fortunately, they got that. They got that indoor arena now. Yeah, they have been playing outside while it was getting built. But yeah, I'm gonna go Minnesota. Philly's secondary is terrible. Kirk Cousins learned how to throw the ball, so I'm gonna go.
I was finna say
Minnesota. I'm gonna say Minnesota as well. Yeah.
Sakani, who'd you say?
I'm going to go Minnesota as well.
Minnesota? Okay.
I don't like the Eagles.
Saints at Jaguars. I know this whole Gardner Minshew mania, but I got to go Saints.
Saints.
I'm going to go Saints too.
You think Bridgewater getting slept on a little bit?
Oh, yeah. He's been slept on.
Ted.
I'm going to go Jags.
Okay. They are a 1-point favorite at home. Bengals at Ravens.
Ravens.
Landslide. Yeah. Not even close.
I really want to believe in Andy Dalton so badly.
He's
I really
us
do.
Like
but
6-7 years to do so.
Yeah, right.
It ain't on Marvin Lewis anymore. It's on the players.
It's not. It's on him. Yeah.
Another.
I'm going Ravens.
Ravens for sure. Another good game. We got Niners at Rams. I don't see the Rams falling flat on their face three games in a row, so I'm going with the Rams.
You already know.
Niners. Oh, Rams. All right.
Where's the game being played?
It's in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, it's all California.
Like, there's really not, Niners fans down in LA.
Show up and show out. It's going to be 50-50 almost.
I got the Niners.
Niners?
Yeah. Same. Niners.
All right, so two Niners, two Rams. All right. Falcons at Cardinals. Falcons struggling. Cardinals just got their first win.
Cardinals. Falcons let me down like 2-3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the Falcons are just not good.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode on that. They got zero consistency. They always switch their offensive coordinators. They've been struggling ever since Kyle Shanahan left. But I'm gonna go Falcons. I think we may have Julio probably won't show up because he'll be covered by Patrick Peterson, but expect Calvin Ridley to have a big game.
He better. I got him on my fantasy team.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm gonna go Falcons. Who'd you have, Brandon?
Who's the teams?
Falcons at Cardinals.
I'll go Cardinals.
Cardinals. Sakani?
I'm going to go Falcons.
Falcons. Okay. Titans at Broncos. My Broncos just got their first win last week. Titans?
Titans.
I honestly don't know, but I'm going to go with Broncos.
Broncos. Sakani?
I'm going to say Titans.
Okay. I'm going to be partial, and I'm going to go Broncos. Cowboys at Jets. Sam Darnold back, but I'm going Cowboys.
Boys.
I don't know, bro. Yeah, all the times that I pick Cowboys, they lost.
Y'all need to listen to my predictions. When I go against them, they lose. So, you know, it's just how it goes. But I'm
I don't want to sound dumb and say Jets, and then they end up winning, bro.
You will sound dumb.
Hey, yeah.
You will pick sound dumb.
Cowboys, bro.
You did pick the Jets against the Eagles. I was like, really? But, yeah.
And they won?
Nah, hell no. They got whacked. I think they got shut out.
I'm so busy. I don't be watching all these
games. Yeah, so we all got Cowboys. Steelers at Chargers. Mason Rudolph's probably out, so they're on their third string quarterback. I don't even know his name. I got to go Chargers, although they've been disappointing.
Yeah, they've been getting on my nerves, but I'm going with Chargers.
Chargers at who?
Steelers at Chargers.
I'll say Steelers.
Steelers, okay.
Hard take.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Chargers.
Okay. And last but not least, we got the Monday night game. Lions at Packers.
Lions.
Okay.
Ooh. At Lambeau.
Yeah,
okay.
At Lambeau. I think it's only like one time that they've won at Lambeau in the past like several years.
Last year.
I'm gonna go Packers though. Packers are, I think they're only going to continue to get better. I think Davante Adams is coming back this week, so I'm going to go Packers. Sakani, you said Packers too?
Jeez.
Packers. Yeah, Packers.
All right, cool. So we'll see how our predictions turn out, man. I'm waiting for somebody to get every game right, you know, for 1 week. That'd be dope, but I'm getting close. I'm getting there.
Yo, for your fantasy league, Brady had two rushing touchdowns, man.
Yeah, I know. I needed those because he wasn't throwing. But I get 6 points for rushing touchdowns, so I'll take that. yeah, fantasy football, we'll talk about that another time too.
No, we don't have to.
Alright. two people don't want to talk about that. Sakani's sitting looking good at 4-1.
I am.
That's gonna be another episode. You guys know the deal. Follow us on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Anchor. Shout out C-Mac for letting us hold our recordings and everything here.
Yee.
See. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
That's all right.
See ya.
Peace.